Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right. So it's been an interesting show because we've had people excited about baseball and people hostile about baseball. And hopefully the Tigers can unite everyone on one single front and go out and it would be gratifying to end the Guardian season. I don't know that anybody's expecting it. Yet we just pointed out that the Tigers are actually favored in Vegas in the short best of three series. All three games will be played in Cleveland. It'll be 108-108, and then Thursday is to be determined if any of the other series are over. The Tiger game gets pushed back against Cleveland to a later start, but if all series are still going, then it'll be a 108 on Thursday. But here we sit on the brink of postseason baseball, and it's the strangest feeling I can remember sending a team into the postseason. A baseball team in particular. I think there's probably been some Red Wing or Piston teams that were going into the postseason, specifically maybe even more recently some Piston teams where we knew this was going to be real quick and didn't have high expectations, but I don't ever remember feeling this way about a Tiger team.
Do you guys think this, like the tenor changes with the fan base completely if they go out and win game one versus the Guardians? Kind of like when the Lions lost to Green Bay in week one, but the following week put up a 50 burger and everyone's like, all right, we're fine. Like, we're back. Do you think that changes or do you think they still go, they don't feel confident? Like, they feel like, oh, we don't deserve to be there still.
I don't know. It's a great question. I think some people will harbor ill will unless they make it to the World Series. I think getting to the ALCS would sort of, okay, we're all good. You recaptured your magic. You won two playoff series. It still would really help if they didn't have to play in this first round, right? I mean, it would have helped a lot. But look, it is what it is. We do have official. It's a start time of 7:30 for Michigan at USC. So 3:30 LA time, 7:30, no, 4:30 LA time, 7:30 our time.
So not at 11 o'clock at night?
No, they did not get the 11 o'clock start time.
Okay.
Yep. And Michigan State's already been confirmed at noon against UCLA, which would be 9 a.m. on their body clocks, which did not work out for USC this weekend at Illinois. Anyway, Scott Anderson, how would you characterize your feelings towards the Tigers going into this postseason?
I'm feeling better and better as the day is going on. I expect them to win the series. I'm there. I just think the pitching's better. I think Scooble will give them everything they need tomorrow. And I don't know if they'll go with Flaherty or Mize on Wednesday. Either way, I feel confident they'll get it done. Pitching is better. They've got a chance to shake off all the bad taste in their mouth from the last 6 weeks. They had a chance to breathe a sigh of relief. They're in the playoffs. They're here. You didn't blow that. There's plenty we've documented that they blew this season, but the playoffs isn't one of them. So I think they'll have enough hitting to take care of the gripe. I think if we get the matchup tomorrow, with Scooble, they haven't announced yet he's going to pitch for Cleveland. But if Gavin Williams pitches for Cleveland, this is going to be an epic matchup. It'll be really, really special. They've matched up before, and it's always been a pitcher's duel. Gavin Williams is awfully good. Awfully good.
Yep. Yep. He kind of looks like a bully, but then again, so does Scooble. And Scooble with extra days rest. Williams have an extra days rest. Look, the Tigers are, they got a chance. You know, they may as well spin the roulette wheel and see what happens. But there's not a lot of confidence in Detroit, except for Gator, apparently.
Yep.
So, hey, we'll see how it plays itself out. But I'm glad they're in, because there was a minute there where I didn't think they were going to win again the rest of the year, and they were going to find themselves on the outside looking in, which would have been a disaster of twin-like proportion. It's what the Twins did a year ago, right? I mean, the Twins had a huge lead, not that big, but a huge lead, and they blew it and missed the postseason. And so now here are the Tigers, you know, a team that that had a huge lead to win the division. They didn't miss the postseason, which isn't great as far as, you know, a bar to set. But we aren't that far removed from them not being competitive. This is back-to-back playoff appearances. So hopefully they can turn this one into something they didn't do last year, which is making it further than the second round. Not particularly chesty about this one. And I don't know that you're chesty.
Not chesty.
But you're predicting the Tigers win.
I think they win the series.
Hope you're right. 248-539-9797. The last time this happened, Kang, do you think the Tigers are beating the Guardians?
No, I actually feel the opposite of, you know, Gator, you want Cleveland? I don't. I just saw it, and I don't want any more of it. No mas. Yeah, like, no more Quans.
No
enough
more Quans.
Of the Quans. I don't want, you know, I don't want to deal with that. So I would have liked to see a different team, because I feel like it might be Groundhog Day all over again. So, but I really hope Gator's right.
I do too. The last time this happened was literally 1 week ago today. And the question was, Kang, do you think the Detroit Lions are going to beat the Baltimore Ravens? Kang said no. I said no. Gator said yes. Who was right? Who was right? Gator was right.
That's right. Yeah. And I was off on the score by 1 point.
Which we're not holding that against you. Don't bring it up. I don't want to lose your credibility.
Okay.
You said 38-31. It was 38-30.
Yeah, thanks to John Harbaugh going for two and failing. If you just kicked the extra point like you're supposed to, then it would have been.
But I'm not holding it against you. Who's with Gator, though? And I do ask one thing for people who think the Tigers are going to win this series. Give us a tangible reason other than they're due, or I have faith, or I think. What's the thing that the Tigers possess that you think gives them a win in this?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Series. I'm intrigued to hear. Because if it's, I think they're going to win, guys. Why? I just think it. I feel it. That's not going to change anyone else's mind.
You want more than a hunch.
Yeah, I do. Saying. Yeah, I do. If you say, well, they're due, that doesn't change a lot of people's minds, even if it is true. So what do you got? 248-539-9797. Lions with a win to improve to 3-1. Amazing what a difference 3 weeks can make. After the opener against Green Bay, the panic was insane. 3 weeks later, Green Bay is 1-1-1. What are the odds of that, Gator?
That's kind of crazy odds. And anytime you throw a tie in the mix.
Yep, the hysterical NFL tie that they almost blew by having no sense of urgency, getting the line of scrimmage way too late, throwing a ball into the end zone on the next to last play of overtime, only to have the clock stop with 1 second left. So Green Bay is 1-1-1 in the last three. They have lost to a Cleveland team that Detroit just beat by 24. And they couldn't score against Cleveland. They couldn't stop Dallas. And the Lions, in the meantime, have suddenly ascended to having the highest scoring team in the NFL. Nobody scored more points. That's in part because of a special teams touchdown, but it is a fact. And they have the most quarterback sacks in the NFL. And for the first time since the stat has been kept, they've had a quarterback not get sacked for three consecutive games. That has never happened in the sack era, quarterback sack era, since they've kept that stat. Who had that stat, Gator? That's an amazing stat.
The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The PR.
So, things have changed around rather dramatically in 3 weeks' time for our football team. 248-539-9797. Love to get to your phone calls and feedback on both the Lions and Tigers. Get your champ and chump boats in. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.